Kelly's Eye, brought to you by Ellis Brown Architects.
Peter, what's Kelly's Eye looking at today?
Today I'm looking at weep holes.
Weep holes. Well, unless they are little gaps in the brickwork, I don't know what you're talking about.
You do know, because that's what they are. There we are, above those windows at first floor level. They've got what they call soldier arches. In other words, the bricks are standing up on edge. Mm. And it's been done decoratively, so instead of just the lintel of that brickwork, it runs right across as a band. But in between the bricks, and there's sort of one at either end and two in the middle, there's a gap.
For what reason?
Well, someone was concerned that water was going to get into the cavity, and therefore above the window there will be a stepped damp course. It could actually be in galvanised sheeting or copper or whatever. So any water then gathering, instead of coming down through the window head inside, would be thrown out and come out through those gaps. It would be interesting to sit there in the rain, see if any does come out. But that's what they're for. And they're actually down underneath the sills as well. They're not quite so prominent there.
It looks like an invitation for water to get in, actually.
Well, yes, and water will get in the driving rain. But if there's this step damp course, it won't really go very far because it would have to go uphill. This is over an entrance. There's 2, 4, 6 windows which are red in colour, and beneath it is this continuous section of doors with automatic doors that slide.
Two glass doors, of course, two sets of them.
Two flags, one with the three legs on, and the other with an investors in people flag. Don't see many of those. And then written across in Times Roman, I think it is, it says the Isle of Man College.
Which used to be the College of Further Education, didn't it?
It did, and in fact it still is in reality.
Yes.
But looking to our right, you will notice the style of architecture. There's this sort of imported brown brick, and then a almost continuous window with pillars behind, which is what's holding upstairs up. And then when it gets to a certain point, halfway down the building, that continuous window still is continuous, but it becomes high level on both floors. And the building is very plain, very angular. But when we turn to our left, we get the brown brick again, but we get less white, and we get these ginormous apparent pillars up the front, with a balcony running at first floor level and no way of getting onto it.
Yes.
And then above that, this great big swoop of concrete going up, which would suggest it's a balcony again. And behind that, mansard roof, very slight pitch mansard with windows in there. So it's actually 3 stories high.
Now, this building has been here for some time. It's not ancient. It's not ancient place of education, but it would date back, my guess is to somewhere in the 60s, but it may be more recent than that.
I think work started in 1969, and phase one is the bit on our right, the sort of plain and angular bit. It was designed by Davison Marsh, and I'm fairly certain that Tony Kellett came to the island and joined the partnership specifically to do this college. I mean, Davison's had done the work for the college, for the Department of Education, Board of Education as it was, on different schools, but of course this was something different, and he had the experience of doing it. So phase one is on our right. That started in 69, and as far as I know was complete by 72. And Ken Roberts, who had been the principal down at Hanover Street, probably get told off for calling it that, at the Hanover Street School, became the principal up here, because if you recall, they amalgamated the then College of Further Education with the art school, and it all became part and parcel. Well, phase one was actually built by McCormick and Davies, a name which regrettably is now long gone. Phase two, which was this swoopy bit, again designed by Davison Marsh, but completely different style. It must have been a new set of magazines out or something. That was built by Thomas Croft and Sons, again a name which is gone. And then phase three, which was out the back, and I think there were subsequent phases, was built by Parkinson's. It was 1975 the official opening took place, and so that they'd been in phase one certainly for 3 years. Whether they got on with the next phase or not, I don't know. But they certainly waited before having the official opening. The name of the opener, I totally forget.
Lord Alexander.
That's right. he came over especially to do it, you know. Yes. Very highly qualified gentleman. But anyway, here we are. It's sort of grown and grown. Still in use. Very important feature. More students here than the business college, obviously. It's perhaps disappointing that some of the subjects are dropping off time by time. But on the other hand, it's serving a very important purpose with students who are going on to do business studies or doing business studies, art students, and of course apprentices. And there was an area up at the top, I don't know if it's still there, where each year you'd see the apprentice having built a little brick wall, and then in the summer holidays it gets knocked down, and then next year's apprentices build it up again. But yep, it's good, it's still going. Whether there's enough land in which to expand, I don't know. They have taken one of the children's home buildings as a sort of annex. It would be nice if they utilised the other buildings down there to bring them back into proper use.
Many of the most iconic buildings around the island have been designed by Ellis Brown Architects. Keep up with Ellis Brown today on Facebook or via ellisbrown.im.